Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 27th of February, 2017. The title, Future Jobs in Transportation. We have spent the entire month talking about driverless trucks, drones, robots, and so forth. So what is the future for humans in this scenario? Building, maintaining, improving all of this equipment will require some highly skilled people. It is just like making paper. 100 years ago, how many people would it have taken to make 1,000 tons of paper per day? 400? 500? Who knows? Today it takes about 8 operator class people per shift. Where are the myriad humans in today's paper mill? In maintenance. We are going to see the same phenomenon occur in the transportation industry in about 10 years or less. Think of a truck as a movable paper machine. There will be operators sitting in a control room somewhere monitoring the overall operations of hundreds or thousands of trucks.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
There is a capital project in your future. You have spent many dollars on planning and ordering equipment for your capital project, and you're about to spend much more on its installation and startup. And you could perhaps spend a little less and move a little more efficiently by forming a team with Pro Services, both in planning and executing your project. The experienced team of Pro Services pulp and paper engineers and project managers will work with your team months in advance to find and solve potential problems, plan for the utmost in safety precautions, analyze your financials, and chart the best path for an orderly installation and an ultimately successful startup. Your know-how plus our know-how will get your capital project up and running as quickly and efficiently as possible. Together, we'll be a powerful capital project team. Call us at 269-327-2322. Visit us at prosatwork.com. At Pro Services, we work.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
There will be emergency maintenance people, too, who will be in the field rescuing trucks that have been broken down or been in an accident. There will be many more in nice, clean shops doing mechanical maintenance, and even more maintaining the electronics and software to keep all this machinery moving smoothly, just like a paper machine. We get clues as to what this will be like by looking at the industry that has always led the Industrial Revolution, with efficiency gains that defy belief, agriculture. Now, John Deere has declared that the farmers do not own their tractors. Because of all the software and electronics necessary to run a modern tractor, John Deere has taken the position of licensing to use it for the life of the tractor, but the user may not alter it. Excuse me. GM is taking the same stance. This was reported in Wired magazine last spring. This gives you a clue as to how important the design, maintenance, and upgrading of all these systems to keep driverless trucks humming will be. If the suppliers of the equipment, electronics, and software see that it is worthwhile to protect what they are now calling their intellectual property, they will now no doubt be employing sharp technicians to keep it all running. What has not been sorted out yet is who will own what and who will maintain it. So if you find you want to work in this nascent field, you will need to choose your employer wisely, for certainly there will be a winnowing of winners and losers in short order. Where does this leave the trucking companies? Maybe they were ahead of all of us when they changed their name to Joe's Logistics Corporation. For if the trucks can be maintained only by truck supplier, the software can be maintained only by the software supplier, and all the wireless stuff is copyrighted by its supplier, the trucking company is relegated to dispatching and updating delivery dates, or so it seems. Thus, all means that if the transportation industry fascinates you, you need to choose your career path wisely and your employer even more carefully. I think if I were young and interested in this sector, I would want to work in the logistics department of a well-established paper company producing grades that have a long horizon. What do you think? Please take our quiz online this week. And of course, safety is always a big part of all transportation activities. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.